very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing about the participation of women in the forthcoming general elections to be held on August the 23rd, as some female candidates vying to run for the presidency and parliamentary seats are complaining about the high nomination fees charged by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to get their names on the ballot. Some female candidates failed to raise the US$20,000 to register as presidential candidates for this year's general elections. Some say they were unable to transfer the money due to bank machines that were not functioning well. But before we delve into this hot issue, let's take a look at what is happening in Uganda, where Palaroinya refugee settlement is reporting high numbers of suicide and suicide attempts by the people who live there. Organizations and individuals who work with the refugees say denial of food and a failure to meet basic needs are the main causes. Halima Anthumani reports from Obongi district in Uganda.
Since the start of this year, the Lutheran World Federation, a non-profit working with refugees in the Palaroinya settlement in Uganda's Obongi district, has recorded one suicide and 20 attempts by refugees. 18-year-old James Wubam came to Palaroinya with his uncle. He says his uncle's wife would deliberately deny him food. He also said he found it difficult to ask his uncle for basic needs, including school requirements. He doesn't have any siblings to share these issues with, and this has put him in a deep depression.
I thought of hanging myself. I went to a local club with my friends and consumed some alcohol. When I got home, I contemplated suicide.
According to the Lutheran World Federation, between January and September 2019, Palaroinya recorded the most suicide cases of all refugee settlements in Uganda, with 29 suicides attempted and 13 completed. In 2022, the Federation says one suicide and 45 attempted suicides were reported in the settlement. Isaac Oturi, a clinical psychologist with the Lutheran World Federation, says most of the 20 suicide attempts so far this year involved young people triggered by unmet needs.
In a settlement here, people are, their hands are tied. You survive only on the given items. Now you can't make it for yourself. Now to make it worse is that even those who are in position to work, there's very few or less or minimal livelihood opportunities that really would help them to earn a better living.
Of the more than 1.5 million refugees in Uganda, most of whom come from South Sudan, Palaroinya hosts 123,000. In July, the World Food Programme will begin targeting food and cash aid to refugees best on need. Fearing they'll be left to fend for themselves, some refugees have considered suicide. Michael Gale said that when he found out that his name was listed under those whose families would not get food, his wife left him. Left to fend for four children, he contemplated a quick escape.
They will call you Baba when they want to eat, but there is no food, there is nothing. I cannot go find labor work from people. I sit in one place. It is too much, and it is better for me to hang myself.
To ensure each case is attended to in time, agencies have set up para-counselors, also known as suicide gatekeepers. Para-counselor Dianga Betty Kenyi says they have to depend on second parties to get help for those attempting suicide.
The neighbor will run to us and give us that information. And then we go and access how the client is.
With little funding and just one clinical psychologist in the settlement, many victims do not get the support they need. Halima Asmani for VA News, Obongi District, Uganda.
In the last presidential elections, four women were on the ballot, and these were former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, People's Rainbow Coalition, former Deputy Prime Minister Tokozani Kupe, who was then with the MDCT, Violet Mariacha, who was with the United Democracy Movement, and Linda Masarira of LEAD. However, the decision by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, with the approval of the Minister of Justice and the ruling ZANU-PF super parliamentary majority, to raise the nomination fees from 1,000 to 20,000 forced female presidential candidates to be not on the ballot. Aspiring presidential candidates Elizabeth Valerio of the United Zimbabwe Alliance and Linda Masarira of LEAD told Studio 7 that their papers were rejected at the nomination court yesterday, when they went there, and they are still in the process of trying to clarify some of the issues. Addressing journalists in Harare today, ZANU-PF political commissar Mike Bima told Studio 7 that the ruling party was pleased with the nomination process and managed to register all its candidates. He also said his party had managed to get 53 seats at ward level as the opposition failed to field candidates in some wards. Let's hear what he had to say.
Zuru Taiwa Nevi Makanzu, Wangawaji Saoma Star, Wakamirira Mapata Kasiana Sian. Asi Tinofara Kuti Kune Zinjimbos Nokwana 53 ZANU-PF Wakapinda, Vasina no Kwikwitsa. Saka Kwaiko Zino Tato is a Muhomwe. 53 seats already. Tawa auto pendera, tawuto kurukotezan, no utitato pinda. Saka inya would panevaku punda, panevakuns wachan, and do chando, chanda, no ya yoton ras, tawuto ton ranas, no uti tinevamuvaku to run out to tato and 53 seats already. Slogana Zatanga muswe nomination quote Ameno, Pacha no swika musaruz of Gunajinjani Vadona. Sagari watinofara so msangara. Nukuti shunotu faza kutita akuto wina. Chisa chitato kutanga sarizo zaichu. Mazwi.
That day was ZANU-PF political commissar Mike Bima speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjga in Harare and addressing journalists after the nomination court registration yesterday. The interim spokesperson of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, Fazai Mahere, thanked all party members she said had managed to register at the nomination court. Let's hear what she had to say.
Baku tenda machine champions wose akwanisa kufaila mapepa avo kunomination court sezvakataura na president Nelson Chamisa nezuro pao president takafaila zvose mapepa wose akaringana nati vachazoenda ku high court kunotarisa kuti taravo ne ma details avo akakapishwa zvakanaka here asi ku president takatopedza zvakare ku national assembly tine 210 machine champions vakasarudzwa mu community consensus selection process yet kaita pataka pinda mvanhu tichibvunza kuti muda kumirirwa nani saka vanhu ivavo vakasarudzwa ndova faila mapepa avo nhasi vazhinji vachonge vatofaila throughout the provinces kwamukwango sara vashoma vanenge vapedza by about 4 o'clock zvakare kumakanzuru tine 1970 machine champions kana kuti macitizens anenge akamirira malocal authorities both kuurban nekurural tine tarisiro yekuti vose vachange vachimirira triple c zvakanaka mune zvakanaka and basare edu ezvinezviri kukampena ratanga saka tose tiriku taura kuti ngaapinda ake mukomana toda kuwina a big win for the citizens kuitira kuti Zimbabwe yedu ishandire munhu wose a new great Zimbabwe inoshandira munhu wese tinotenda.
That day was the interim spokesperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Fazai Mahere, speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare yesterday. After the nomination court registrations, Rutendo also spoke to Dorothy Matsika, a female candidate for Foras Party who will be contesting in the Kwazana East after she registered. Let's hear what she had to say.
The
That day was Dorothy Masika, a female candidate for Forras Party, who will be contesting in the Kuwazana East. Presidential candidate Linda Tsunga Masarira of opposition leader said she has taken her issue to court after failing to get registered yesterday at the nomination court. Let's hear what she said earlier on today.
Mapepa angu akagamuchirwa nomination court yezeki nezuro zvakare vakarongedza chasara chiri kuda kuitwa ndechekuti ndikwanise kubhadhara sezvo ndakatadza kubhadhara nekuti mari yacho yakawandisa yakanga isingatumirike nezipiti kana swipe yavaigamuchira nezuro chakakonesa kuti ndizozadzikisa kubhadhara inyaya yekuti vanga vasiri kugamuchira inonzi RTGS transfer inokwanisa kuisa mari yakawanda. Saka saizvozvo zvara nhasi taudza gweta rangu kuti riitire inonzi agent high court application tichikumbira high court yeZimbabwe kuti ipedzeke donzo rekuti vatibhadharise neRTGS yacho. Saka nyaya yekubhadhara chete ndiyo yasara, tinongovimba kuti dare kuru redzimhosva high court richagona zvakare kupa iyo mashoko kuzeki vekuti tibhadhare nemari yedu yemuno muZimbabwe neRTGS transfer.
That day was Linda Masarira in Harare off lead. I understand we now have our guests. We are really privileged today. We have Star Dewa, who's here with us to be analyzing some of the issues that are happening. And we also have Honorable Tatenda Mavetera. So I'll start off with the ZANU-PF guest that we have on the show. And while we're waiting, we're also going to be having other women. We're waiting for Ellen Shirielenga from the Citizens Coalition for Change. I'll start off with you, Honorable Tatenda Mavetera. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Yes, could you tell us, we were hearing and seeing a lot of women there of other parties saying that they were not able to register, especially the presidential aspirants, because of the huge cost of registering. What's your take at the moment? We understand that you're starting on your campaign. Where are you at as we speak?
I apologize, your phone is breaking. Please repeat again.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was just saying, can you just give us an update? You just registered yesterday. What was your process like?
Okay, thank you very much. For us, it was quite a very smooth process in that I think we have been given nearly 3 weeks for us to be able to prepare. I'm very sure that the trial to be going for nomination, which was gazetted on the 20th. So we had an extent of more than 3 weeks for us to prepare, for us to know that we're supposed to come to nomination court. For me as an individual, also for my party, ZANU-PF, we are very much prepared. And I think for us, we even were prepared to the extent that even the previous day, because it's not only nomination court, you can also go and also then be able to also find out if everything is in order. And also just also go and also ask from there to find out if your papers are in order before the nomination date. That is also allowed. So for us, on the 25th, I'm sure we had already finished filing as early as 9 a.m. At Barunda Magistrate Court. That's where that was where our nomination court was. And I think that was what was on our side. But of course, from other parties, I realized that there was a lot of confusion going there. They were arguing for candidates, And then we realized that even to us from Bashar in this province, the lift for some other parties for the proportional representative was even around 5 minutes to four. For me, I showed the time was sufficient for us. We've been given enough time, but sometimes it's just a matter of prioritization and also giving your full effort to things. I think that can also make us go well, especially when we're educated, we're supposed to represent people.
Thank you very much. But we understand that your party was paying for its candidates. Did they pay for you? Because some of the other parties were saying they were finding financial problems in paying.
Yeah, it is true. From us, yeah, of course, we are very fortunate that we managed to also pay all the 210 candidates for MPs and also even the councils as well. But I think we need to be very clear. Statutory Instrument 144-2023 was very clear when it was published. It then went to Parliament. Parliament has been given legislative powers for us to be able to represent the people of Zimbabwe. So within that same gesture, we then went on and the TLC, the Parliamentary Legal Committee, did not produce any adverse report to the statutory instrument. And after that, we then went on, since there was no adverse report, there was no need for us to then vote. So it already means that the statutory instrument is then standing. One thing we need to understand is we need to let the legal process take its course. So that we'll be able to also make sure that we are a legal binding country. If every time that an individual can come on and say, I didn't want the prices were too high, when that has already been agreed by parliamentarians. And we need to also be very clear that Parliament has got both houses, they've got all parties. MDC is there, People's Party is there, Electoral Club is there. Yes, I understand that indeed people may be saying that the amounts were a bit high, but truly speaking, this has been approved in Parliament. So there was no reason for us not to be able to prepare accordingly when Parliament, which was given representative powers to be able to represent us, go on and they've approved it. So for that one, it's a great unfortunate, but I think we just need to be a law-abiding country and be law-abiding citizens. We also agree to what Parliament is saying.
Thank you there. I will now switch over. Like I said, we have Stabile Dewa from the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. So she has been working with a lot of women who some of them actually went and ran for some of these posts. Welcome to the program, Stabile.
Hi, how are you? Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. We've had a lot of grumblings, especially from female presidential candidates, saying that some of them were not able to register because of the prohibitive cost. But we know that you've been working with a lot of women and trying to prepare them for these decision-making positions. What's your take?
Yesterday was a sad day for women, a sad day for democracy, where we witnessed hundreds of women being turned away from the nomination courts for failure to, one, raise the tip fees, the nomination fees, and for others, they couldn't pay using the local currency as they were facing a lot of challenges. Last year, when the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission announced the new nomination fees as well. In less than 24 hours, we took it up with vote and indicated that the fees are going to create problems for women aspiring to lead from the MPs and even presidential candidates. We have tried to do a lot of lobbying and advocacy to just try and engage VEC and relevant authorities to make sure that they reduce the prices and that they are affordable to an ordinary Zimbabwean. There is no way it is written that electoral processes for those who want to get into leadership should be people of means, should be rich people. What we need are people who are brave, who are knowledgeable, who are capable of leading. And what we witnessed yesterday was so sad. In 2018, we had 5 women presidential candidates who showed up to contest, which was a record number since independence. But unfortunately, as of yesterday, close of nomination court, not even a single woman had managed to lodge
the nomination papers. We didn't sleep the whole night trying to see how best we can assist these presidential candidates. There is President Linda Nasarira from League and also Elizabeth Valero. And we have tried to link Ms. Valero with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to see if she can be assisted. Mm-hmm. Then today we saw a notification from ZEC that those who sold to Lodge yesterday should be able to do so today. So we are not sure as of now whether they've managed to do that. But this should not be allowed to happen. Already ZEC is bending rules for political parties. What is going to happen if they do the same in terms of election results? Who's going to stand and question if ZEC continue on this path?
Thank you very much. And I understand we actually have one of the female presidential candidates who we're trying to reach, Linda Masarira of LEAD. Welcome to the program, Ms. Masarira. What's the update now? Have you been able to register?
Thank you very much. How are you, Madeleine?
I'm good.
Apparently, I managed to file my paper yesterday. They were very excited and accepted the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission nomination court. And the position I started when I could not transact using defeats or strike because defeats had a limit of 2.5 million a month and strike had a limit of 1.5 million a day. And what really got me frustrated was that on Saturday I visited the bank offices asking if I could do a payment in advance and come with the non-immediate proof of payment on Monday, because I was afraid that if the rate changed on Tuesday, my money was not enough. And thankful, local currency payments, everything was going to be done at the non-immediate court. So when I was given the yellow paper that was crippled, allowing me to pay, the account queued and said, I cannot do the RTGS transfer because it would not reflect by midnight yesterday. Because after I submitted my papers, I inquired on how much it was for the nomination fee. Then when I thought about that, I actually wanted to go to the bank and get the RTGS transfer, and they told me that I had to wait for the papers to be signed and accepted for me to make a payment.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very hectic and tiresome process because they had their own procedures that they wanted us to follow. And afterwards, you want to make the payment, you're told that it won't reflect by midnight, which was already closed. And I was also seeing the Valeria team that had proof of payment for RTGS transfers, which had been rejected. So I did not find any motivation whatsoever to continue with making the payment. And then today, when I actually trusted my lawyer through the MHR to do litigation and appeal on our behalf, he actually said that we've got 4 days to appeal, and he had worked on the papers, which is supposed to be filed tomorrow. We saw if they say those who failed to get their payments done yesterday should come to Zec and do their payments. That was about our first thing when I saw the payment supported. And I was fascinated by Zec. And I also think that they did not do due diligence because they posted something at 3 with a deadline of 4 p.m. And when social media went around about it, they used to tag me. But by the time I got to the nomination court, I found them, they had already tagged. And they were not even aware that they had issued such a statement.
Wow.
I had to call the CEO, Mr. Slaibwana, who advised me after I explained my situation that I was not in the category of the people that they had actually called for to come before 5 p.m.
So thank you so much.
And now, and I advised my lawyer, and my lawyer said we are going to continue with a High Court appeal tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much. There we were hearing from Linda Masarira of LEAD, just giving us an update as to what happened to her case. So far, from what we're seeing, there is no female presidential candidate yet on the ballot. As we can see, because Linda is one of the female presidential candidates. I'll come back to you, Honorable Mavetera. Chimbonzwa kuti saka ini zvamira zvakadai kuti makaregister. Maakuzoita sei manje? Hello? Our phones seem to be giving us a bit of a problem. I'm not sure. Honorable Tatenda Mavetela. I don't think she can hear us, but I can kind of hear there's somebody on the line. But Sakanai, Miss Masarira, mo murukuona zviri kuitika izvi zvichirevei tichiona kuti pari zvino hapana mudzimai achange ari paballot.
Zvinotereresa zvikuru kuti kurwa kwatiri kuita sevanhukadzi kuti tikwanisawo kuwana mikana yakaenzana nevanhurume mune zvematongerwo enyika inenge yaakudzokera shure. Muna 2018 taitora nemapresidential candidate echidzimai vana four. Gore rino pari zvino tichiri nebhero. Chero mapepa enda akapinda akangomirira kuti mari dzacho tidzirirwe kubhadhara. But zvinhu zvinosiririsa chaizvo. Takatamusa zvakare kuti madzimai akawanda kupfuura vanhurume mukati menyika ino yeZimbabwe. Vakadzi vanosvika nearly 54% yemadzimai mukati menyika ino. Tikatamusa zvakare manhamba akabuda kuzinji kwacho chaiko. Ivanhu vakanyorisa kuvhota tinopfuura zvakare 50%. Zvichireva kuti vanhukadzi ndivo vanovhota vakawanda. Chinorwadza zvikurusa ndechekuti isu vanhukadzi tinoramba tichimanikidzirwa kuti tivhotere vanhu mumwe tichiima mukana yakaenzana kuti tigone kunomira navo pane zvematongerwo enyika. Takatarisa maringe kana nemararamiro edu vanhukadzi ndovanotakura mutoro mukuru wenhamo wemadzidzo wekutangudzika mukurarama kwedu. Kungava kuzvipatara chaiko pane zvese zvinoshayikwa tingava vakristu kupedza marwadzo. Mukadzi ndivanorwadziwa zvikuru kunyanya pavanoenda kuvebereka vana. Zvinhu zvekuti dai taiva nemadzimai mazhinji ari makanzura vaiona kuti makrinizi ese anoita kuti vana vabatsirwe ane zvimwe zvikwanisiro zvakakwana kana izvo zvikakwana.
Asitaramba
tinodonzora tikaro iroro mukati menyika yedu yekuramba tichitumadza nekuendesa vanhu rumendeni ifanhukadzi tiri kutiramba takaremerwa. Matambudziko ese emvura tinotarisana nawayo dai vakadzi vakawanda makanzuri kana muparamende kana varivo vaminista yalocal government acho handifungoti taizopedza makore ese akapedzaya tine matambudziko emvura.
Aiwa, thank you so much there. Regai timboenda timbopa Tatenda Matevera timbo mavetsera. What's the way forward now? You have paid. What are you going to be doing next?
For me now, tomorrow, maybe on the 24th, our party is on the led by your page in Nandakwa. We're going to be launching our campaign in Chipinge. So as soon as we finish that campaign, I will go all across all the constituencies being start working. But for me, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm just going to be coming up also in line with our manifesto. We are going to launch our manifesto. So then for us as a party, we then have to also take it and also be able to make sure that it cascades down to every other ordinary citizen. When we are campaigning in our party, we are campaigning as Team ZANU-PF. It's not about any individual, but we are campaigning for us as a party, meaning that we are campaigning for the president, the MPs, and also the councillors. That's what we've always done in all the years, and I'm sure this year is going to be fully implemented in line with what the accelerated money to do.
Thank you so much. There, we were hearing from Tatenda Mavetsera of ZANU-PF, and we also heard from Malinda Masarira of LEAD. We were waiting to hear from Ellen Shiriedenga of the Citizens Coalition for Change. I have a WhatsApp message where she's saying, I'm waiting for the call, but I think the lines to Zimbabwe have just been down, and we also tried to call Barbara Gwangwara of the CCC for their comment, and but would also like to thank we had here with us Stabile Dewa from the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. And thank you to all those that were live streaming with us. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.